feast overcomes the fast. The sense of Jewish eternity is celebrated and rendered more deep as we also ponder life's frailty and therefore its blessing. Welcome to 10 Minute Mitzvah, episode 115, The Firstborn and the Siyum. I'm Meir Soloveitchik.
Rabbi Soloveitchik's year-long 10-Minute Mitzvah podcast is generously sponsored by Ivan and Susanna Kaufman.
Of all the unique Jewish forms of celebration, one specifically in its evolution testifies to the nature of Jewish learning over the past many centuries, and that is the Siyum, which means completion, an event marking the finishing of a tractate of the Talmud, of the Oral Law. Today, as in yesteryear, it is first and foremost a celebration of learning itself and of the intellects throughout the ages that helped the learning to take place. Thus, the Talmudic term that would have been given to a party such as this, Yamatava l'Rabbanan, a holiday for the rabbis, a holiday for the sages. In order to ponder the striking nature of this celebration, we must consider what is now traditionally said. Suppose a Jew has finished studying the tractate concerning the laws of Passover, tractate Psachim. The person celebrating the Siyum speaks first and foremost not to those assembled, but to the book, to the text. What would be said is, Hadranalach Masechet Psachim. I will return to you, O tractate Psachim. Hadrachalan, and may you return to us. Lo nitnishe minach Masechet Psachim, v'lo titnishe minan. I will not forget you, O Masechet Psachim, and you will not forget us. In other words, the volume, the text, the law is being addressed, not merely as a written work, but as a friend. By comparison, let us imagine a similar Siyum taking place with Shakespeare. There are those that have created a cycle to facilitate the reading of all of Shakespeare's works in one year. Can one imagine, in the midst of this cycle, throwing a party to celebrate the finishing of the reading and studying and learning of, say, Henry V? Could you imagine someone saying the last words of Henry V as the last words of a tractate are read aloud at a Siyum, and then the student of literature suddenly saying, I will return to you, O Henry V, and you will return to me. We will not forget you, O Henry V, and do not forget me. It sounds silly, and yet in the context of Talmudic tractates, that is exactly what we Jews do all the time. And the point is profound. Through the learning of the text, the rabbis and great minds and spiritual heroes whose words are contained within live again. The book is our friend, for through it, those that taught in previous generations teach again. As Rabbi Joseph Soloveitchik put it, when the Jew learns, quote, centuries collapse into the eternity of Torah. And he added, describing the appearance in his mind's eye of sages throughout the ages in his classroom, quote, it is a friendship, a comradeship of young and old, spanning antiquity, the Middle Ages, and modern times, end quote. To study a tractate and to have finished a tractate is to long to return to it, because the Jewish act of learning is the experience of Jewish immortality. It's with this in mind that we may ponder a fascinating tradition that has developed over the centuries, and it is linked to our mitzvah for the day, a mitzvah that is given on the eve of the Exodus. Kadesh li kol bechor, sanctify unto me every firstborn, God says, obligating the sanctification of firstborn sons, and also, in certain cases, firstborns in the animal world. Of course, as we will see, this sanctification is different when applied to humans and to other forms of life, making itself manifest in ceremonies that include redemption. All this and the differences between the different forms of sanctification will be discussed in future episodes. For now, we must understand that the positive obligation of sanctifying the firstborn is meant to be a reminder of the salvation of the Israelite firstborn during the last plague. It is, in other words, a reminder that the firstborn of Israel were only saved because of God's grace, and that therefore we too are called to see life bestowed as a gift. In this spirit, at a certain point, Jewish firstborn began to fast on the day before Seder evening, treating it, in other words, as a day of trepidation, a reflection of the commandment of sanctifying the firstborn and the obligation that it bears to see life as a gift. Today, however, firstborns rarely fast, for this very tradition was followed by another. Rather than fast, Jewish firstborn, on what is known today as Erev Pesach, the morning before the Seder, attended a siyum, a celebration of the finishing of a tractate. And the joy of that celebration was taken to override the obligation, originally derived from tradition, of fasting. And the evolution, I think, can be rightly understood by comprehending the very essence of the ceremony. In the face of the realization of the frailty of life, the siyum embodies eternity, Jewish immortality, through transmission between generations. The feast overcomes the fast. The sense of Jewish eternity is celebrated and rendered more deep as we also ponder life's frailty and therefore its blessing. One of the most striking aspects of the liturgy of the siyum is that suddenly, as we ask God that the generations of our family should continue to study Torah, we make mention in a seeming non sequitur of the Talmudic sage Rav Papa, Rabbi Papa, and his 10 children. And so we just say, in a long litany which sounds somewhat amusing, Chanina Bar Papa, Rami Bar Papa, Nachman Bar Papa, Achai Bar Papa, Abamari Bar Papa, Rafram Bar Papa, Rachish Bar Papa, Surchav Bar Papa, Ada Bar Papa, Daro Bar Papa. They are mentioned, the commentators explain, because whenever a member of the Papa family would complete a seminal effort and engagement in learning, the entire family would celebrate, an embodiment of transmission and therefore of Jewish eternity. We remember them because they reflect what a siyum is all about. And so now, the morning prior to the Pesach Seder approaches us. Many firstborn will be attending a siyum. It is in its own way a spiritual extension of the commandment, sanctify the firstborn. But the siyum itself will be a reminder. Because life is a gift, therefore, with gratitude to the God that gave that gift, we must make the most of what we have and seek to teach the Torah to the next generation. This is incumbent on us, as, if you will, mamas and papas, so that we can learn from the great ones of the past in ensuring the Jewish future. This is Meir Soloveitchik, looking forward to learning together tomorrow. Signing off.